This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As states work to expand their rules about who is eligible to get COVID-19 vaccines, some workplaces are offering incentives to get their employees to get the shots. These incentives range from stipends, extra pay, gift cards, even time off. But there's debate among behavioral economists about whether or not incentives work, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Incentives are a first step for many businesses to encourage employees to get the vaccine, even though there is precedent for them to require it. Mark Goldstein with Reed Smith Labor Law says it's a difficult balancing act.
All the clients that I've advised on this are trying to be sensitive to people's, you know, views on this issue, but also trying to make sure that everyone's got the safest work environment possible.
The city of Phoenix is paying its employees $75. Grocery store chain Aldi is offering up to 4 hours of pay. Kimberly Woods is a spokesperson for Amtrak.
Amtrak is allowing excused absences for employees receiving vaccination during their regularly scheduled work hours when they submit the documentation of receiving the vaccine.
They're also offering up to 2 hours worth of bonus pay. But attorney Mark Goldstein says rewarding vaccination remains legally murky. And there's the question of whether incentives even work. Economist Cynthia Kreider at Washington University in St. Louis says they're not going to change how much people trust the vaccine.
In fact, the evidence that we have suggests that when there's higher compensation, people assume there's greater risk involved.
Her research has also found offering rewards can raise suspicions among people who previously had no opinion. There's another cost, says organizational psychologist Denise Rousseau from Carnegie Mellon. Incentives can strip getting vaccinated of its ethical component.
If you have to reward me for this, you want me to do this for reasons that aren't about morality and aren't about social good. You want to get more work out of me.
As vaccines become more available, incentives may lose appeal, and the American workforce may be split between those who get vaccinated and those who refuse. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.